This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A fifth person has died as a result of the rioting at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Wednesday. The Capitol Police announced late Thursday that one of its officers had died from injuries sustained while physically engaging with protesters. His follows the death of a protester Wednesday, shot and killed by police inside the Capitol, and three others of apparent medical emergencies. Several security figures on Capitol Hill take the fall after Wednesday's riot by Trump supporters, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The fallout from Wednesday's shocking rush on the U.S. Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters is costing several individuals their jobs. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund will resign effective January 16th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for Sund's resignation, which was confirmed to the AP by a person familiar with the matter. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell asked Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger to resign, and he did so effective immediately. And House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving, another key security official, also submitted his resignation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack. The District of Columbia's acting U.S. attorney said 15 people have been charged in federal court in Washington in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in D.C. Superior Court in the lead-up to the attack, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. The federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. Some who stormed the Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after police publicized their identities. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C.'s mayor extended the state of public emergency to 15 days, ending the day after January 20th inauguration. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's latest video is a complete reversal from his immediate response to the Capitol attack. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the hours after his supporters rampaged through the Capitol.
We love you. You're very special.
But yesterday.
To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
Still, the president's role in urging backers to march on the Capitol in the first place is having an impact. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who is married to Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell, resigned, saying the attack deeply troubled her. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has also quit, telling the president his rhetoric on the situation was an inflection point. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Friday hailed a breakthrough between Gulf Arab states and Qatar earlier this week, saying the move to restore ties and lift restrictions was, quote, very beneficial, end quote, for the region. Turkey has a military base in Qatar and has supported its allies since Saudi Arabia and three other Arab states cut ties with Doha in mid-2017. Tuesday, Riyadh said those ties would be restored. Britain Friday approved a third COVID vaccine for its mass inoculation drive as regulators gave the green light to a jab developed by U.S. firm Moderna. Some 1.5 million people have been given doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech or Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccines since early December, and the government is aiming to have 15 million inoculated by mid-February. At a news conference, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EC will buy 300 million extra doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine.
With the new agreement, we could purchase a total of up to an additional 300 million doses of the BioNTech-Pfizer vaccine. In other words, this will allow us to double the amount of doses of BioNTech-Pfizer.
Iran's supreme leader Friday banned the government from importing COVID-19 vaccines from the United States and Britain, labeling the Western powers untrustworthy as the infection spread in the Middle East's hardest-hit country. In a live televised speech, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei raised the prospect of the two Western countries, longtime adversaries of the Islamic Republic, possibly seeking to spread the infection to other countries. He added, however, that Iran could obtain vaccine from other reliable places. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.